No, still got Adam Pleshev from Rockhope University of Economics, and he's going to talk about revisiting Kent's idea of hospitality in the context of the contemporary migration crisis. Thank you. Take it away. Oh, sorry, yes, cool.
First of all, I would like to express my sincere appreciation for the opportunity to participate in today's conference. It is truly an honor for me to have a chance to speak and share some of my ideas, reflections on the subject I'm going to present. In my short speech, I aim to reconsider Kant's idea of hospitality in the context of contemporary migration crisis. Rather than presenting final answers, I'm focusing on outlining a methodological framework for my further research. German philosopher is best known for three fundamental philosophical works, commonly referred as to three critics: critic of reason, critic of practical reason, and critic of the power of judgment. So the question is, why should we read Kant on hospitality? In response to this question, it is important to note that Kant did not write only on metaphysics and epistemology, but he also was involved in the issues of practical ethics and political philosophy. In 1795, he published the essay Perpetual Peace, a philosophical sketch, one of the most well-known political writings. It contains not only a philosophical reflection on peace, but also a concrete proposals concerning international law and relationships between states. Among those proposals, he develops the concept of hospitality, which is a part of cosmopolitan right rather than mere act of human kindness or just human kindness. Kant introduces cosmopolitan right as a third layer of public legal rights, which are civil rights happening within a state, international rights between states, and cosmopolitan rights between individuals as citizens and the world. Hospitality in Kant's philosophy is neither an incidental notion or a matter of polite convention, as I mentioned before. It is a concrete element of his moral and political project, which assumes that all human beings are members of a single moral community. In this sense, Kant anticipates many contemporary debates on migration, cosmopolitanism, or human rights. What are the most crucial elements of Kant's concept of hospitality? Here are the core elements of the idea. First of all, Kant introduces hospitality under the broader category of cosmopolitan right, which he sees as a necessary balance between civil rights and international rights. Secondly, right of visitation, not residence. Hospitality, in Kant's sense, is the right of a stranger not to be treated as an enemy when arriving to someone else's territory. The third, common ownership of the earth. Kant grounds the right of hospitality in the idea that the earth belongs to all human beings in common. In Perpetual Peace, he writes, quotation, "The right of hospitality belongs to all men by virtue of their own common possession of the surface of the earth." Fourth, negative versus positive hospitality. In Kant's framework, hospitality is understood as a right not to be treated with hostility upon arrival in a foreign land. This right is strongly rooted in the universal dignity of a person and the shared ownership of the earth. And it requires duty of non-harm. Fifth, moral limits on the state sovereignty. While Kant affirms state sovereignty, he also places moral constraints on its exercise. A state can't treat visitors in ways that violate their dignity as persons. And sixth, hospitality as a common as a condition for peace. In the broader context of perpetual peace, hospitality is not merely and only ethical, but strongly political. It is a condition for peaceful relationships between between peoples. In order to understand how Kantian idea of hospitality can be reconstructed and applied in the analysis of contemporary migration practices and discourses, it is necessary to create an appropriate methodology for the research that is both philosophically grounded and contextual in scope. Philosophical grounded methodology, looking at migration philosophically through the idea of hospitality, is never neutral. It reflects a certain view of people, state, and also relationships between cultures. A method grounded in philosophical reasoning unfolds two analytical perspectives or levels. Philosophical exegesis, it is the method that relies on hermeneutic analysis of philosophical texts, which with the goal of first recognition of the meaning of the context of hospitalitat in Kant's writings, understanding of Kantian hospitality in its historical and also a systematic context. Especially, it is important to recognize Kant's theory of law and morality. And third, the philosophical interpretation that the concept in light of contemporary in contemporary sociopolitical challenges. And second level of philosophical grounded methodology, these are critical analysis. At this point, the inquirer assumes the critical dimensions by setting Kant's account of hospitality against its modern reinterpretations and deconstructions. The analysis will focus on selected positions of or propositions of thinkers such as Jacques Derrida, who highlights the tension between conditional and unconditional hospitality. For Derrida, hospitality is apparitive and paradoxal. Emmanuel Levinas, for whom the ethics of hospitality is grounded in the absolute priority of the other. His understanding of hospitality is always ethical and unconditional. And Hannah Arendt, who analyzes the status of stateless person and the right to have rights in the context of Kantian concept of cosmopolitan law. For her, hospitality will be always political and civil. And Sila Ben-Habib, who points to the tension between moral universalism and institutional particularism within liberal democracies, for her, hospitality will be always deliberative and procedural. This approach makes it possible to reveal not only limitations of Kant's theory, but also its potential developments toward more inclusive and ethically engaged vision of migration policy. And second, contextual grounded methodology. through the the primary lens of this analysis as philosophical, the limitation from the inclusion of the broader interdisciplinary dimensions, especially within the scope of first contemporary research on migrations, for example, migration typologies, asylum policy analysis, human rights frameworks. Second, postcolonial critics of cosmopolitanism, which expose structural inequalities and Eurocentric bias inherent in classical universalist theories. And third, analysis of public and media discourse, where hospitality is frequently contrasted with concerns over security, legal order, and national identity. And finally, the inclusion of such perspectives may deepen the inquiry by illuminating the material and contextual factors that determine how hospitality is either realized and whether. This in turn enables a more holistic grasp of migration normatively and institutionally. Thank you very much.
Very good. So can we take maybe two questions, Keith?
And how big is the problem between the Polish people and the Ukrainian people as a result of the migration into Poland as a result of the war?
It is the question. Actually, it's the motivation that I prepared that presentation. At the beginning of war in 2022, we were very open and to welcoming all immigrants from Ukraine and also from other countries. But now we can see lots of problems with not prepared, well prepared political or organizational structure to receive immigrants from other countries. It's a big problem right now. There's needs of big discussion about such problems as migration. Because we have pushbacks from this side, from Belarus coming to Poland, from Germany coming to Poland, and it's we need to have more discussions and lots of deliberations, not only among politicians but also among just regular citizens, and discussions at the university also.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Adam. Just a quick question. Can you explain what Kant meant by saying you have a right of visitation, but not of residence? Because I think that could be quite a crucial distinction.
You have right. His hospitality was limited because he didn't recognize the state as a responsible for receiving strangers, but on the other side, when we consider his moral imperative, it's an ethical side of his philosophy, then we have to consider also the responsibility of the state.
Okay, rich more time, you probably better get moving. Thank you very much, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
Marie from Catholic, I'll let her introduce her.